Morning, Greg. Morning, listeners.
I suppose, you know, yesterday we heard from Ungoddish Connor of sheep being stole, quite a lot of sheep being stole in the Milford district. And now we're talking about sheep kills by roaming dogs as well, you know, as if farmers haven't enough to be contending with. For those watching, we're going to play out a video. It's not fantastic quality, which is no harm, but it does tell the picture. So what happened? Where did it happen?
Basically, Greg, this sheep kill yesterday, between Monday, darkness on Monday night and daylight Tuesday yesterday morning early, sheep were killed in the Balfony, got a Hork area there, which is just outside Fulcarra for the people that aren't too sure of where it is. So obviously a farmer got up early in the morning going to tend to his flock of sheep and that. And on arrival, as the video shows then, just he was met then with dead sheep, other sheep highly traumatised. There's four sheep dead at the moment. The other sheep are highly traumatised, and I was speaking to them again early this morning there, and unfortunately the other sheep that are traumatised, they have begun starting to abort their lambs there early this morning there, Greg. So as we as farmers all know, there's probably going to be the trend going forward with all these sheep. It's highly possible all of them will abort their lambs, which leads into a very, very distressing situation, obviously, for the farmer.
Mm-hmm.
For himself, for his wife, for his family, his kids. Witnessing all this yesterday morning, witnessing now this morning again, and the days going forward, what's going to happen? He has a flock of sheep there that are still living, but they're highly traumatised. It's just unacceptable. And all this is caused because of roaming dogs, Greg, because somebody didn't watch their dogs or somebody's dogs were unattended to and they got away. This should not be happening. I mean, we have spoken about this down through the years. I've spoken about it umpteen times yourselves there in Highland with others there. The Gardaí talk about it, the AFA talk about it. Every year it's the same thing, but the message is not hitting home, Greg, with dog owners, to control your dogs, whether that means keeping them in the pen and the kennel tied in the chain, keep them at the house, but wherever they are, keep them under control. If your dog's not at the house momentarily or otherwise, you need to know immediately where your dog is, and you certainly need to be going out looking for him, or if they'd be jumping into the car and start driving about, do you find him or her? Because if you can't find them and you don't know where they are, there's every possibility your dog is responsible for what happened yesterday morning. Got a Hork, and that's the bottom line. Balfony, got a Hork, sorry.
And is there a sense in the community that, you know, dogs are roaming or are seen roaming? Or, I mean, obviously this is happening under the cover of darkness and farmers are waking up to this. But is there a chatter that a lot of dogs do roam around, you can see them, or is it only really the results of their actions that we're seeing in the light of day?
As a result of their actions that we're seeing, yeah. Greg, in the light of day, I suppose the other thing I would point out, just countywide, you do see from time to time popping up on Facebook, a dog found here, a dog found there, so on, etc. Fair enough, a dog's been found, somebody's trying to locate the owner, but at the same time, we as farmers would rather possibly, if the owner of the dog had up a dog missing, rather than somebody up or down the road finding the dog and looking for the owner. Because if you lost a dog, obviously you know the dog's not there. So the question would be with ourselves in the farming world, why are you not posting looking for your dog? Why is Mary or Johnny or Paddy down the road found a dog somewhere and managed to get a hold of it, and they're putting up there looking for the owner?
But I suppose too, yeah. Like I would see, I would be sent quite a few, you know, with dogs missing and looking for the public to help. But I suppose the way things are now, especially at this time of year, maybe people are reluctant to put those posts up because if there is a sheep kill, they could get blamed rightly or wrongly. So it's catch-22 maybe for some people. But either way, I think there are a lot of people, a lot of dog owners that don't believe maybe that their dog is capable of this, that maybe they let them out or they're an outside dog in inverted commas, you know, and they're an absolute angel during the day. But I think a lot of us can't really comprehend how a dog basically will revert to type, okay? And it comes from, you know, a wild hunting type animal. And it reverts to that, especially if it's with other dogs. And then it'll come back in the morning and just be an absolute angel again.
That's the problem, Greg. This is the thing about it. You could have your dog, my dog or your dog could be in the house now besides the table. It could be licking the face off us and all playful and everything else. But once it gets to dark, if that dog gets away, turns into a demon. There actually used to be, Greg, you'll recall back in the day, some years ago now, you'll recall when we were younger, there used to be an ad on the television. It used to be on RT1 normally every evening, kind of slash, I think it was a cartoon type ad, but it pointed out the point of dogs getting away and killing sheep. We don't see that type of situation. I don't know for why. We don't see that those type of ads anymore on the television or on social media, so on, etc. And those type of ads need to come back to educate people, to let them see what their dogs can and are responsible of. Regardless, the wee cuddly dog or poodle could be, as I say, could be licking the face off, you know, but come night time, dark time, he gets out, he could be a street killer. And you're never, no, you won't know unless some farmer lands at your door, possibly, and says, look, your dog killed my sheep.
But a lot of the time the farmer doesn't find out who is responsible. And especially coming up to Christmas, it is a business. Farmers, of course, you know, often will raise animals to slaughter, but they do care an awful lot for animals as well. So there is the upset of coming across this scene. There is the expense, the huge potential loss. And then there is the loss of those lambs that sheep will abort when they are traumatised. So, you know, this is a really big hit for the farming family affected by this, both financially and emotionally, just, as I say, a couple of days out for Christmas.
Yes, Greg, you're right. Most countries, as I say, they're both financially and emotionally. This bill is going to run to thousands of euro. That's what the reality is here, Greg. Thousands of euro. And the reality is as well, unfortunately, these yokes that have bought their lambs, there's no guarantee that they will come out of this trauma that they're in either, to be fair. That's the other side of it. You know, so the farmers had literally several thousand euro here immediately, whatever it adds up to going forward when the final tally be done, when we know the extent of the trauma and everything else.
You would wonder, Michael, if one dog would be capable of this. Do you know what I mean? Because, I mean, to take four sheep down and it might turn out that others have been attacked. You know, this took quite some time, very stressful for the sheep, of course. Do you think, from your experience, is it likely to be one dog, or was it running? Or were they running in pairs or more?
I would say it's running in pairs or more, Greg, from my experience, and I don't see other farmers out there will share much the same view. It's too much. There's too much damage done here for one dog. And generally, anyways, we all know it's usually pairs or more. As you see, I've actually some years ago known of four dogs down here doing an attack way back a long time ago.
Yeah.
Four together, like.
Again, which is for people who have a dog on their own, it's just not something maybe they can get their head around. But the bottom line is at any time of year, but particularly this time of year, the dog has to be kept under control. It has to be kept in at night. Now, I'm not saying it has to be kept in the house, but it has to be kept on the property at night. That's just the otherwise. And if the person is found, if the dog is found and the owner is found, that they are liable for this as well. Not to mention that a farmer is perfectly within its right to shoot a dog on its land, and I don't think any dog owner would want that.
That's the reality as well. First of all, if the dogs are found, we assume it's dogs. In this case, we feel that is the case of his dogs. If the dogs are found, the owner is fully liable. And also for any dog at all that enters into farmland, the farmer is entitled. What the law on his side, what in his right, if he happens to have access to a gun, he can shoot that dog on site, no questions asked. Some people may say that's cruel, but that's the reality of it. But at the same time, we have thousands of euros worth of damage done here this morning. A family suffering a hell of a lot, I can tell you, from knowing them. And, you know, that's the other side of it that people don't get. And for the people as well that may want to make the argument or don't get it, that their lone single dog could not be capable of doing this. The reality is, I would say to those people, well, you think your dog may not, but the problem is when your dog leaves the premises, goes down the road and meets maybe your neighbour's dog or a dog a mile down the road, when the two of them get together, that's where you have the trouble. So you have two single dogs then becoming a dual pair then.
Yeah.
That's where reality kicks in, and that's where the danger is.
You know, I mean, obviously my sympathies with the farming family here, but yes, also general dog owners. The vast majority of dog owners are very responsible, but between issues like this, you know, dog fouling, the small group of people that allow their dogs to run on beaches or in parks without a lead on, it gives... I'm starting to feel that this is becoming a very unfriendly country for dogs, if you know what I mean, or dog ownership. And it's not because of the majority of very responsible dog owners. It is the minority who don't seemingly care or don't get it. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's in all our interests that we sort of moderate this minority's behaviour. So we don't want a place where you can't go anywhere with a dog. You know, we don't want that either.
No, of course not, Greg. And I know, as like I say, nobody's going out there with a big stick and looking to hack a liberty or such either because of a dog. But just, again, back to the minority, they need to be responsible and they need to be respectful. But as somebody indicated to me yesterday, unfortunately, the way things are going at the moment, the respect is going out the window in relation to the dogs of some people. And, for example, of walking possibly places with their dog off the lead, maybe terrorising children, terrorising others, maybe down the beach, is happening from time to time. It's happening in Irish Forest Park. It's happening Hornhead, for example, out at the Dunfanagh Youth Football Park out there. They're going out there with dogs off the lead. They're stuffing on. Dogs are doing their business then. They're not picking up after the dog. Mm. They're messing up the trails. You know, there's no need for this. All these things, first of all, put on a lead. Secondly, take your bag with you. And thirdly, be responsible with your dog. If your dog is a bit hyper or whatever, be conscious of the fact that children are small children.
All year, particularly if I'm walking with a small person, and I'm not talking about Aisling in this situation, I'm talking about Hudson, but even when I'm walking with a small person, you know, you see these dogs come bounding at them, the height of the child, and the smile and joy on the face of the owner, not understanding that it's instilling fear, you know, and I get that, and I'm patient, and I understand it, but you see it yourself out and about, that people don't get that not everybody loves their dog like they love it, or not everybody thinks it's just this most beautiful pet in, you know what I mean? But anyway, listen, Michael.
100%.
We must move on. Again, it's a nightmare for this farming family on many levels, financially, emotionally as well. We hope the majority of the sheep can keep their lambs, but we do know that even a dog barking or running up against a fence where sheep are can cause enough distraction or upset. So even if we're walking and the dog's not in a field, we have to be careful that it's not upsetting sheep, because that can be enough for them to abort their lambs as well. But anyway, for now, Councillor Michael McClafferty, thanks for that.